Hi, this is Dinah Shelley, one of the pastors at Spring Creek.
The Gospel of John draws our attention to a great crowd, and that great crowd is in Jerusalem for the Passover. That crowd is us. It's so large that no matter who you are, you have a place in this scene in the Bible. You are there in the crowd, lining the road for the triumphal entry as Jesus, the one who saves, arrives at the holy city. I imagine that Peter is there, and remember, Peter stands for all of us. He's got to be somewhere in the crowd, but the Bible doesn't tell us exactly where he is. Is he beside Jesus, beside that colt that Jesus is riding? Or is he standing somewhere in the background just taking it all in? Is he waving a palm branch, shouting, "Hosanna, save us"? Is he singing with the crowd? So it's a spontaneous celebration of grace. It's joy-filled. It's hope-filled. It's when I feel fine just being me. That could be a concert on the street. It could be when a band plays your favorite song. It could be when your favorite team wins a big game in March Madness. I saw that this week at my house. It's whenever you feel favor in a moment of time, whenever you are open to grace. The disciples knew that. I believe that the disciples knew that, that John chapter 12 tells us that. I believe that Peter, the disciple Peter, knew that too. But the Gospel of John wants us to know that there's something that the disciples don't understand. Verse 16 of chapter 12 says, the disciples didn't understand these things at first. So they didn't get the implication of the moment. They didn't see it until after Jesus was crucified and died and rose again. They didn't know how far God's kindness could go. They didn't know how far God's kindness would go. That no matter where you are, no matter how bad things get, God's kindness waits for you. God's kindness is present to you, and it pierces through everything, through anything.